Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Hi, and welcome to the Bowen Buzz. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and this is episode zero. Yes, the very beginning. Well, why a podcast on Bowen therapy? You know, there isn't one. I did a search, no podcast on Bowen, and I thought, well, I think we need a thread that we can talk to Bowen therapists worldwide. We're a fairly diverse group. We're spread out around the world. Yet we're not an enormous group of people. There's therapists in Bulgaria, Romania, New Zealand, obviously Australia, UK, and America, right throughout Europe. So it'd be a great idea to have a podcast, I thought. How do you go about that? Well, let's take some research. Let's take some head scratching. But here we are. As I said, my name's Chris Reed, and I'm a Bowen therapist, have been for about 16 years, and I thought I'd just tell a story about how I got to this point in Bowen therapy. As I tell my students sometimes, be careful, because Bowen may just take over your life. It certainly did mine. I mean, I was a chef for 25 years, working in restaurants and hospitality institutions. I worked overseas for a couple of years. A couple of years in England, came back to Australia to raise a family and working hard in restaurants. But I got to a point where I thought, there's more to life. What else can I do? My wife was the nurse, and I'd always enjoyed her study. And I thought, I come home from work one day, and I said to my wife, I'm going to do nursing. And she said, no, you're not. Okay. Yeah, she said, one nurse in the family's enough. So I went off, and I was very close to beginning study to be a paramedic, to work in the ambulance service. But once again, the hours probably didn't really suit our family at the time. As my wife, Marita, said to me, look, I've raised the first two boys. It'd be nice if you were around for the third one. So I sort of thought, what could I do? And we wrote down a list of pros and cons, or the things that I wanted a job to be, an ideal job. And I noticed that I wanted to do something to help people. I wanted to try and make a difference in people's lives if I could. So we hit on massage. My wife said, why don't you have a look at doing a massage course? I thought, okay, that seemed a bit left field to me at the time. But I thought, well, I could try that. So I enrolled in a Certificate 4 of Massage Therapy up in Melbourne, which is about an hour away from where we live here in Geelong. And I was still working full-time because, as my wife said to me, I don't mind what you do, as long as your income doesn't go down. Well, there's a challenge. I used to head off one day a week up to Melbourne to do a on-campus part-time massage course. It took me about 18 months of weekly travel up and down to Melbourne and studying in between working full-time running a restaurant. But I loved it. I loved the anatomy and physiology. In fact, we were in a class with the naturopaths and the traditional Chinese medicine practitioners. So we're being taught by doctors to a really high level. And I loved it. I reveled in it and just enjoyed the study. I was going along quite well, and that, although it was very slow progress. And we got a call one day from my parents saying that an auntie of ours, Auntie Doreen, was having a party up at her place. It was a barbecue. Now, Doreen was a wonderful woman, and she always loved a party. So she'd found out that she had terminal cancer and had about 6 months to live, the doctors thought. So she had the idea that she'd invite everybody who would come to her funeral to come to this barbecue so that she wouldn't miss out on the party at her funeral. so she had it 6 months earlier. So we all headed out up to Colburn Abbott, up in the country, Victoria. And while I was up there, another distant aunt come up to me and said, I hear you're doing massage therapy. I said, yes, enjoying it very much. She said, well, have you thought about doing Bowen therapy? And I sort of heard of Bowen, but not really. I just thought it was just another technique, another massage technique. And I said, well, I'm doing a fairly bit of study at the moment. I've got a fair bit on my plate. She said, well, why don't you just come on up and see what Pauline does. Now, Pauline was her daughter, so that was a distant cousin, 32 times removed or something. Come up and see what she does. Pauline happened to be running a fellow called Aussie Wrench, Aussie Wrench's clinic in Hamilton. So I said, I spoke to Mum and I said, well, we could go up and, you know, spend a couple of days up there. It'd be nice for you to visit up there anyway. And so I was doing the right thing by everybody. So we went up and I met with Pauline in the clinic. And she said to me, I've got about 25 people booked in today. And I thought, golly, how are you going to do 25 people in one day? I'm thinking about doing massage and, you know, you'd be exhausted after about five or six. So she said, well, just come in and follow me around. So we went in and she had these little A5 cards with clients' names on them and they were all organised for the day. And I realised that she had three rooms on the go. So I would just follow her around and she said, just watch what I do. So I'd go in and she'd go, you'd do a few moves on this person and quickly go in through the adjoining door into the next room and she'd do a few little tweaks or flicks on this person. And then we'd be off to the next room and she'd talk to that person, maybe get them on the couch, on the bed. And she'd do a few moves. And then we'd be back to the first person we started with a couple of minutes later. And this went on. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? You know, in the end, but she said to me, look, just talk to my patients. So she'd leave me in the room and say, oh, just tell Chris your story. Now, I remember one of the first chaps that I spoke to that day, he was a Parkinson's sufferer. He had Parkinson's for quite some time. And he said to me, I find that what Pauline does is the only thing that helps me with my symptoms. It's not going to cure my Parkinson's, but it really helps with my symptoms. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Another chap, she was severely disabled, physically disabled chap. And he would come in once a fortnight. She'd give him a treatment. And the carer that was with him said that he seemed to be much more relaxed and much more at ease within his body with the spasticity and other problems that he had after he had a treatment. So they felt that it was so worthwhile that they would just come back every fortnight and get a treatment. There were very elderly people she saw that day. She saw babies. She saw a whole range of people. And I come away thinking, I don't reckon I'd be able to treat so many of these conditions with the remedial massage that I was learning at the college. So I spoke to Pauline and said, what is this? Well, she said, it's Bowen therapy. I said, but it's so different. She goes, well, yes, it is. And at about that point, I got a bit of a thrill because this fairly tall, distinguished-looking gentleman came through into the clinic, and it was none other than Aussie Wrench himself. So I got to meet Aussie that day, shook his hand, and it's funny. It's almost like a bit like the story that that Aussie tells of meeting Tom Bowen. And I thought, oh, this is really, really interesting. It's really opened my eyes. So I said to him, thanks to Pauline, and headed off back to Geelong. And you wouldn't believe it, but 2 weeks later in the newspaper, I see an ad for a Bowen therapy course to be held in Geelong. So, of course, I enrolled. Now, that, of course, was with Robin Wood. So I was obviously still working at the restaurant. The course was to be held, it was a four-day course in those days. So it was the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And I was working the weekend, so I asked somebody if I could swap with them, and I got the Saturday lunch off that day. So I headed along to the course, went through the first day of the course, and I mean, I had to get changed in the room where I was, put my work gear on, shoot down to the restaurant and be there by 5:30. Did a really busy shift till about 1 o'clock in the morning that night, and I was back at the venue for the course by 8:45 the next morning, ready to go again. And similarly, I worked the Sunday evening after we finished the course, and the Monday and the Tuesday. But I got to go to the course. If I look back now, I couldn't believe, possibly, how that first course, or that meeting with Pauline or her mother up at Colburn Avon at Doreen's pre-funeral party, could have changed my life. And it has. It's quite amazing, really. I started training in the Bowen therapy, slowly started a clinic from our home in Geelong, in a front room at the house. And of course, I was still working full time at the restaurant. But as things grew, I went part time at the restaurant, and true to my promise of not allowing my income to drop, so I was down to just working 2 days a week at the restaurant. But I did work casually at a new pub that had just opened up, and I was teaching hospitality at the local TAFE on a casual basis. But it was funny, I had four jobs effectively happening at the time, but one day I arrived at the pub and they said, you're not on the roster. And I realised I was in the wrong job. I was at the wrong job on that day. I had a client coming to the clinic and I wasn't there. So some things had to go. So eventually, as the business grew, and it takes time, we all know it takes time. As the business grew, I was able to drop back on that job at the pub. And eventually, I finally left the restaurant industry after about 25 years and kept teaching at the local TAFE. Then, as the business continued to grow, I was able to leave the teaching at the TAFE, but also because I'd been offered opportunity to become an instructor in Bowen therapy. So that was really exciting. And once again, it's interesting how Bowen seems to take over a bit. So I started my training to be an instructor, as well as continuing to grow my business in Bowen therapy. And I opened the Geelong Bowen Clinic. But then I went along to an AGM of the Bowen Association Australia very soon after being invited to maybe come on to the instructor group and start training to be an instructor. And I found myself on the committee, as you do. So I've got some advice for all you people out there. If you ever go along to a meeting and someone says, would you like to come onto the committee? You won't have to do anything. We just need another body. Run. Because 15 years later, I'm still on the committee of the Bowen Association of Australia. In fact, I've been president for the last 14 years. But it's been a fantastic time. So, as well as at the moment being president of the Bowen Association of Australia, I'm also chair for Bowen Training in Australia. So, Bowen Training Australia. So, I eventually outgrew that room in our house in Belmont, and we found what used to be an old milk bar, corner store, and we renovated that, and that became Geelong Bowen and Remedial Therapies, because there's a number of rooms within the complex that I can lease out to other therapists to grow their businesses. So whether they need a room for 1 day a week or 3 days a week, and they eventually take the room full time as their businesses grow. I see about 30 to 40 clients a week. I have another therapist with me, Kerry Smith, who's a fantastic Bowen therapist. She sees my clients when I'm not there, if I'm away teaching, and is developing her own client base within my clinic. But I do get to teach. I became an instructor, and I'm now teaching Certificate 4 in Bowen Therapy, and the Diploma in Bowen Therapy, and specialised workshops as well. So that's my story, and I continue to be busy. And as I said, you have to be careful, because Bowen Therapy might just take over your life. But if that's what we want to make a difference in people's lives. We want to spread the word of Bowen Therapy and make a difference. I'm happy to talk to guests on this show and spread the word and see how we can help Bowen therapists around the world, what information that they would like to hear. Looking forward to sending a regular podcast out there to the Bowen Therapy Worldwide community. And I'd look forward to hearing your comments and possibly even reviews so that we can be found by even more therapists. So if you go along to iTunes and give us a review as the podcasts roll out, that'd be fantastic. Anyway, I think that's enough for episode 0, a little bit about me and a little bit about the podcasts that we hope to put out. Looking for interesting people to talk to that Bowen therapists can get some information and, as I said, help them in their businesses, but also help them in their lives. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.